Did it just get fatter in here? Oh wait, here's Cliff and Kendall.
Do what you do.
About this kid.
Cliff and Kendall.
This show is all on fire.
Hey.
Oh, hey, we're on the air. Sorry, Cliff,
I was
distracted.
Waiting for you to start. Where are you?
You didn't warn me that things were going.
Where is love?
Beautiful.
Thank you.
Here in Berlin. Beautiful Berlin. We're coming to you from Berlin.
Uh-huh.
And we have set up shop right here in front of the Berlin Wall.
We're right here. We figured, where's the hot spot in Berlin? Berlin Wall.
The wall.
So we're here, we're beside some of the...
dumb enough to build a wall.
Idiots. And we're right here beside some of the crumbling ruins.
Mm-hmm.
It's a, you know, I think it's neat. I remember as a kid, on a little black and white TV in my bedroom,
mm-hmm.
which is why I turned out so bad, because I was watching TV at all hours. And I remember seeing them knock down that wall.
You do?
Yeah.
I don't remember it.
It was 89. We were old enough to remember things.
I know, I just don't. I probably was watching Scooby-Doo.
Skinny. I was thinking deep thoughts about the Berlin Wall.
I was thinking deep thoughts about the pizza that was on its way to my house.
Daniel, why don't you just like introduce the show, say who we are.
Oh, do I have to? This is Cliff and Kendall. We're an internet radio / filler program for... KBSH Rye 99 in Busheltown. If you're listening to us live at 4 a.m., good morning. Or if you're listening to us on podcast form, hello. How was that? Did I do good?
I liked it.
Did I do good, Mama? Did I do good?
It had a certain charm.
That's exactly what my mom used to say.
Tell
it had a certain charm.
I just love hearing you say, tell mama. Tell mama.
Tell mama all.
Tell mama. Tell mama all.
Brightens my heart. This is a show about feet.
Thank you. I was about to say, we're talking about feet this week. Smelly old feet.
We thought, hey, why not do a series of shows about the body and start at the bottom? Feet.
Wait till a couple of weeks.
Ankles.
It's gonna get crazy.
All about ankles.
Now, Cliff, I have the...
Mr. Snotbottom said, hey, that's gonna bring in some clicks.
I was gonna say, if we had done this show 10 years ago, it might have been different. But because we're doing it these days, the first thing I've written down is arthritis.
Foot pain.
I have terrible arthritis in my feet.
Do you really?
Yes, the podiatrist said... You do not have the... I started to say, these are not the feet of a 32-year-old, because that's when I went to the doctor, was when I was 32.
Oh.
He was like, these feet have so much arthritis on top, carrying all this weight.
Uh-huh.
And I look like an old man from my feet. They just ache.
Just aching.
Mm-hmm.
These aching feet.
These clay aching feet.
Put your dogs up, Kendall.
Put your dogs up.
Kendall, did you know that our feet are home to about a quarter of all the bones in our body?
What? Oh, boy. Oh, this is a beautiful view of Berlin.
Oh, yes, boys. Isn't it wonderful to be here in Berlin, Germany? It's wonderful, except this terrible wall that's here has all this graffiti on it, dear. It's something that should really be cleaned up.
What an eyesore, dear. You know, in Busheltown, Sheriff Frog Blast, he would never stand for all this graffiti.
Well, of course he wouldn't. I started the Women's Graffiti League 12 years ago, and we really cleaned up Busheltown.
The WGL.
It's wonderful, I think. It's a great thing you did for the city.
It reminds me of when, Kendall, what did you start in college? The WS Cinema?
The WCA.
WCA.
Or no, the WC, yeah.
Was that
Watkins Society of Cinematographers.
Yeah, so not WCA.
WSC.
Yeah.
WSC. That's what it was.
Reminded me of that, that's all. Sorry. Back to whatever
back
we're talking about.
To the show.
Thank you for that.
Wasn't quite ready just to jump off topic like that. Anyway,
I'm sorry.
the graffiti is such a horrible problem here. Oh, I really think we should do something about it.
I think so too, dear. I was outside the Reichstag just this morning and thought the same thing about graffiti.
I think, I'm agreeing with you.
I'm with you. You know what? Where's Charles? Charles?
Where does it end, Charles, Buzz? It begins with graffiti and ends with smoking.
Oh, no. Get some turpentine, Charles, and some rags and some brushes. We're going to clean this wall up.
What kind of brush?
Charles, really, please, go get some hard bristle brushes.
Bristle brushes, power. Dear, it's going to be a top coat of soapy water on all this graffiti.
Yeah, it's going to be so clean, I think I'll call it Clean Up Berlin.
Clean Up, the Clean Up Berlin Act, girl. Oh, it's beautiful.
Oh, thank you.
Your devotion to beautifying the earth is remarkable.
Oh, Daffodil, you do go on here in Berlin.
It's remarkable, dear. You're so very attractive on you, girl.
Charles, get the water.
All right, there they go.
They're cleaning up the wall.
Cleaning up the wall.
Cliff, in the Middle East.
In the Middle East.
Heels were added to shoes to lift the foot from the burning sand.
Can we say God bless it?
God bless those heels.
It's so slimming to have a heel.
Oh, heels.
Don't you think?
I wouldn't know.
I mean, look at Miss America. You won't find her.
I just think...
Well, some people we can't help. Kendall, did you know this? This is something that was in Ireland. Thank God we didn't go to this, okay? Mm-hmm. Their warm, sweaty feet make a perfect home for bacteria, which feed on our dead skin cells and produce gases and acids that emit those odors. And they apparently also are good at cultivating cheese.
Ugh.
There was an exhibition in Ireland.
I'm gonna vomit.
Where they displayed a variety of cheeses made with bacteria samples from real people's feet, armpits, and belly buttons.
I've never reacted like this. I'm getting chill bumps. I'm like, whoa.
Whoa.
Are you telling me that smell is bacteria farts?
It's bacteria farts. When Charles enters the room, it's bacteria farts.
I don't even know what I was about to say.
What is your favorite thing you've done here in Berlin?
What's favorite shoe memory? Or foot memory? Well, it's when I got shoes. Nice that those would be some comfortable shoes.
First pair of shoes.
I bet if I think back hard enough, I can remember my first pair of shoes. Anyway, Cliff. I
bet if I think back hard enough, I can remember my first pair of shoes. Were you trying to be Forrest Gump?
Yes.
Were you?
Yes. I was like, you were repeating the exact same thing I just said.
Listeners, here's the deal. When you know Kendall, he just sounds like Forrest Gump sometimes, and you can't tell if he's trying to be Forrest Gump or if he's just talking.
And if you know Cliff, you know he's not listening to anything I say, and he just jumps right into the next topic.
My first pair of shoes.
Cliff, I went to the Berlin Tower. What?
Nothing. How was it?
Tall.
I so wanted to go.
It was very tall. It was terrifyingly high.
Really? Was it really tall?
It was really tall. And I went to the Museum Island.
Oh, yeah. I went there. I was there.
Oh, yeah.
With
I went there. Okay. We went to Museum Island.
All right. Feel free to say you remember that when you were there.
Why would I do that?
I don't know. Why would you?
Cliff, remember when we went to the Brandenburg Gate?
I will never forget it.
I'll never forget it.
Well, we were at the gate, and I kept trying to like jiggle it open, and I was like kicking it and trying to like get the thing, and I just thought that it was funny. Basically,
it was hilarious.
I was still under the influence of some of that stuff from that tea in Amsterdam, and I was just kicking the gate, and those big guards came over, and for a second, I thought that they were like the guards from Buckingham Palace, where they couldn't like laugh or do anything, and so I was like making like fart noises with my armpit, and they just punched me right in the face.
that was hilarious.
That's hilarious.
And I was like so out of my gourd from that tea.
Yeah.
I was singing Meatloaf.
Meatloaf.
I was like a sinner before the gates of heaven, I'll be rolling on back to you.
Oh,
You know song? Oh. Like a bat out of hell, we'll be gone till the morning comes.
Oh.
We were like, bats out of hell at Brandenburg.
Bats out of hell.
Remember that, Cliff? Remember when we did that?
I don't remember singing that song, but I remember when we were there and when all that
you
happened.
Were knocked out after the guard hit you.
That's why. Uh-huh. Kendall, I can't take ownership of any of this. Let's go ahead and do a segment. How about...
How about... What would I do? Uh-oh.
What would I do? What would you do?
Obviously that.
You'd belch in my face. As you proved so many times.
To quote you a few weeks ago, you love it.
All right, you're diagnosed with a very rare disease.
Oh, okay.
That makes you lose one appendage.
Oh, I thought you were going to say it makes me lose weight.
No, you're like, give me the disease.
Can I have it?
It makes you lose one appendage, but you this is such a rare disease. You have to pick what appendage you're going to lose.
What
it's
a weird
hypothetical.
Weird.
So, which appendage do you give up?
My giant gut that hangs off.
That's not an appendage.
On me, it is.
Oh my god! The judges are not happy about
my
this
double one. Chin that hangs down.
Okay, you've sidestepped the rules again, Cliff.
Side do a little sidestep.
Let's see what I'll do.
Now get this. What would the hell would you do if one day you wake up and know your head is not sewn to the carpet? You have just merely shrunk to the size of a quarter.
Well, at least I'd be thin.
No, you're still the same general shape. You're just, you know, the size of a quarter.
I'm like, what's that little round plump dot on the floor?
Yeah, that's a plump dot. It's pretty like a grape. Maybe you'd be like a grape. Think of like a quarter.
Well, Cliff, I guess if I'm that size, nobody would be looking at me or caring how fat I was. So I would go order one pizza and it would last me the rest of my life.
Oh, imagine.
Oh.
Now I want to be shrunk to the size
pain
of a quarter.
That I could go through eating that size of a pizza. I could probably eat the whole thing even that size.
Oh my god.
Sorry, I said the dirty P word.
No, until you said that, it never hit me that like food would go so much further. It's the size of a quarter.
I've opened your mind.
Now I'm wishing I was the size of a quarter, guys.
So if you're asleep on a plane.
Of course I am.
It's a normal day.
Normal day.
You've awoken, though. You are awakened by a stranger's nasty foot in your mouth. They have just put their foot in your mouth. And it's all bacteria farting all over the place. Then you're like, what was that cheese taste? What do?
Well, you see who it is.
Mm-hmm.
And if it's anybody other than like Jake Gyllenhaal, then I think wouldn't you do like you would just bite down until you bit off one of the toes? And it's
sure.
Like, take that foot person.
You really put your foot in your mouth with that.
Take that footy.
Footy.
But if it's Jake Gyllenhaal, you just go with it, man.
You're like,
you just go with it.
Jake. Cheesy.
Oh. I just had 25 orgasms.
Oh.
Kendall, guess what?
Like we're in an old Herbal Essence commercial.
Shampoo. Kendall, guess what? You went home one day, and
rare.
This is back in Busheltown.
Uh-huh.
You went home, and you find in your house, it's filled from floor to ceiling with VHS copies of Kindergarten Cop, and you just can't get in and move around at all because it's just VHSs of Kindergarten Cop from the floor to the ceiling. Total house full. What do you do?
I move. No.
Up for sale.
I guess I just watch my way through the house. One at a time.
One at a time. Be kind, be wise.
Yeah.
Hey,
good movie.
It's the best answer I could have hoped for.
All right.
Yeah.
Cliff, you are at a very, very glitzy shindig with Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Churn herself.
Yeah.
And you see a chef in the back of the restaurant rubbing all in between his toes, right? He's just getting in there and getting all his toe jam off. And then without washing his hands, he goes right back to preparing your food.
Uh-oh.
Then he brings it over your table, sits down, and is like, hello, here, I prepared this for you.
What do you do? Well, if the chef is anybody other than Jake Gyllenhaal, then you definitely say, excuse me, I want some non-foot entrees.
You bite his toes off.
You bite the damn toes off. It's that simple.
Good.
Oh, do you have any spare scrub brushes in here, Buzz? It seems Charles, the contractor, is unable to locate any here in Berlin.
He brought tiny little paintbrushes to here.
Oh, and he gave me his own used and befouled toothbrush.
Nice. Oh, a terrible. That
make a look at it.
Oh, God, get it out of my face.
Oh, you stuck it up his nose.
Oh, I'm never gonna be able to breathe right again.
You need some nasal strips.
I don't even know what to say.
Don't talk about stripping, Bowers. Now, after the terrible mix-up at the Red Light District last week. Oh, my.
I told you lap dance was not something you get for...
I know. I'm very well aware of what you told me, Bowers.
Okay.
Listen, you guys are going
look,
nuts.
If you grab my bag over there, I have some Mr. Clean erasers in there.
They're
I love things. Mr. Clean erasers.
Oh, here they are, dear. Charles, but let's get you wiping off this graffiti.
All right.
Charles, that is not a donut. Take it out of your mouth.
Oh my God, I don't know what that was.
It was a Mr. Clean eraser.
Oh. That explains it.
Uh-huh.
All right, Kendall.
I gotta take a break.
Finally.
Oh.
I have one more.
One more.
Okay. One more. What would you do? Kendall, you are in a car, in a driveway.
All right.
Out in the middle of nowhere.
So far, so good. In a driveway in the middle of nowhere?
Middle of nowhere.
Okay.
There is a huge, rabid St. Bernard right outside.
Just out in the middle of nowhere?
Yeah, you're it's a house in the middle of nowhere.
Okay.
You're in the driveway of the house. Bless you. We're in a booth here, Kendall.
Sorry.
And, the dog comes to you, and it's rabid, Kendall.
Uh-huh.
And there's no cell phone reception. There's no way out. What would you do?
I would die in the car.
You would die.
I would get out of the car.
The dog takes a bite out of your butt?
He grabs me by the butt, and I calmly... dog whisper the dog into submission, and he becomes my best friend.
No.
Best friend dog.
No.
And we live happily ever after.
He has rabies.
I give him great treats and he brings me pizza.
He would infect you
before
you could get your face down.
I learned him to fetch cheesecake from the refrigerator.
No. You are
perfect. I love this story.
You are dead.
Look, I pulled a cliff.
There's no
way. I pulled a cliff.
There's no way out. You are dead. All right, I'm going to take a break.
I do, too. All this talk of cheesecake.
Oh, is that what?
Stay tuned for more Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. You won't want to miss a thing.
Your love confession.
Call America's hottest phone line and leave one of your romantic experiences. Or just listen to some of the best romantic confessions you've ever heard.
Your love confession.
I'm so glad my friend gave me this number. I didn't have anyone else I could talk to.
If you've ever been in love or just infatuated,
your love confession.
Before I knew it, we'd spent the night dancing together.
Calls only cost $5.
Speaking of America's obesity epidemic, here come Cliff and Kendall.
Kendall, I was just thinking of our trip to that. What was that big
holy
church we went to just the other day? That big one. It was the Kaiser Wilhelm Memorial Church.
I was going to say the Church of Berlin.
No, Kendall.
I didn't remember that at all.
You don't remember that at all?
No.
What? How strong was that stuff that we got in Amsterdam?
I don't know, but I'll have another cup.
Amsterdam.
The feet are spreading.
Feet are spreading?
Spreading out.
Oh.
To support extra weight as our populations pack on the pounds, according to a 2014 study by the College of Podiatry in the UK, the average foot has increased two sizes since the 1970s.
Damn it.
Our feet look like,
Just well, big wide shit. Pancakes.
John Candy's foot in Spaceballs when the thing crushed, when yogurt crushed his foot. It's all flat. That's what ours look like.
Big
like
flat, smushed foot.
That's why they call it Bigfoot.
That's
big
where I was thinking of that.
You were?
When you said our feet look like, I thought, oh, the smushed foot.
Well, we do match John Candy size anyway.
So. We do. And, you know, I was thinking today, it is a damn shame. They can, and I know I've said this before, they can never make a really accurate biography of us as a movie because John Candy and Divine are dead. And they would be the natural choices.
But we could play, like the two of us, could play John Candy in a biopic of him.
Oh, for sure. Uh-huh. Now, maybe Jonah Hill could play us both in a split, in a Parent Trap like split screen.
Oh, they'd love it. He, the range he would show.
The range. Fat, fatter.
Funny, funnier.
Bloated.
Bloateder. Oh!
Kendall, uh-oh. Are you wanting to hear something weird? Weird? Weird?
It's time to hear something weird.
Kendall, do you want to hear something weird?
I do, Cliff. Hit me with something weird.
Yeah, I am just... Sorry, I was distracted by the sight of Mrs. Potter Butter Butter Church. She is just like, oh my God, she's bearing down that graffiti on the Berlin Wall. Mm-hmm. She is just scrubbing, scrubbing. Oh, look, now, she's coming over here. Oh,
oh dear. Oh, my.
Dear, we are working so hard, dear, but I have to tell you, we're not cleaning graffiti off at this point, dear.
Oh.
We got it all cleaned, and then poor Mr. Snodbottom, you know, he had an attack.
Upon me, boy.
And so now we're cleaning that off the wall.
Oh, and now you've mentioned and it's made my bowels embarrassed.
Oh.
And they're starting up again.
Just outside the booth. Outside my. The booth.
Oh, help me,
Silver. Stand
below.
Out there. Stand out there.
Rock by, give me some paper towel.
Charles, get that bucket.
Hey.
Oh my God! Oh, now it's in the soap bucket. Well, don't use that to clean off.
Not that bucket.
Graffiti.
Oh my God! Anyway, all right. That was weird.
We're at the Berlin Wall, and
you want me to start with something weird?
Why don't you just start?
Police in Eastern Ohio.
I'm there in my mind, Kendall, and it's glorious.
You see some golden arches because an 8-year-old boy drove his 4-year-old sister to a local McDonald's in their father's van after learning how to drive by watching YouTube videos.
Oh, fudge.
Genius.
They Holy
snuck
fudge.
Out of the home in East Palestine at 8 p.m. on Sunday after their parents went to sleep. And during the mile-and-a-half-long journey to the fast food restaurant, the boys successfully navigated railroad tracks and multiple intersections. He was driving better than I do.
Better? It sounds like he's driving better than you, Kendall.
But I think he was driving better than I did.
You know, I'm sorry. I'm a little distracted because when you started that story, all I could think of is, I wish that 8-year-old was here now and I could give him a list of things to pick me up for me from McDonald's.
Me too.
Starting with a milkshake, your fave.
Oh, milkshakes. Cliff, have I ever mentioned? No.
Milkshake memory?
Yes.
Milkshake memory.
French fries.
Deep in my heart. Kendall, did you know that in Germany, where we are, the police here in Germany, they said a man and his 14-year-old daughter were covered in liquid manure when a truck splashed them while they were in a convertible.
You sure they weren't cleaning a wall?
I'm pretty sure. Well, hey, when did this news item come out? Kendall, Dachau police said the 52-year-old man and his teen daughter were parked at the side of a road when a truck carrying a load of liquid manure without a lid.
Why? Did you not have a lid on it?
Just splashed them.
If you like it, then you better put a lid on it.
With a large quantity of animal feces.
Ooh.
That's weird. Tell me that's not weird. Look
weird.
Me in the eye and tell me that is not weird.
I can't do it, Cliff. Liquid manure splashed all over people is pretty weird.
Told you.
But it's a little too close to home.
Oh, it is close to home.
This is another weird story for
you.
I don't know if this is weird as liquid manure.
All right.
A woman brings a dog to a furry convention.
Did
you hear about this?
Whoa, yes.
A woman and her Bernese Mountain Dog became the unwitting stars of a furry convention this weekend.
Damn.
After the woman mistook the gathering as an event for pets. She is a volunteer with Pets for Vets, a nonprofit that matches therapy dogs with military veterans. Wonderful call. But when she learned that the Motor City Furry Con in Michigan was raising money for the organization, she assumed it must be a pet themed convention. So she put her little dog in his best Sunday outfit, and they went out on the town to an anthropomorphic blah 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 blah.
Yeah,
that thing, animal that. Costume and role playing convention.
Didn't that make you just want to cry?
Cry one, because she was so sad that she went with her dog.
Yeah,
I think it's too funny. I think she got a good laugh out of it.
I bet she did. And she probably opened herself up to some new experiences.
She had so much fun. I bet. Yeah.
Fun, fun, fun till daddy takes the furries away.
Oh, God.
Oh, did I get any bowel waste in here, boss?
No. Don't bring that bucket in here, please.
Is there any over there by you?
No, don't scrub over here. It's all good.
Oh, Crockpot, you just splashed that water.
Oh, dear. This is not proper etiquette.
Oh, Charles, we need to squeeze here in the booth.
No, Charles, you are not coming to this booth. Damn, if you come in here, I'm getting out. Oh, I'm leaving.
Charles. You just sloshed it all over Kendall's shoes.
Charles, what is this?
Guys, just load out.
Charles,
come
what
on.
Is this?
Oh, what is that, boy?
Oh, sorry, that's my lunch. It's my secret recipe.
I don't know. Here, just please get it out of here.
Oh, boy, this is a nightmare, boy.
You're telling me.
You are so right, Mr. Stubbs.
Listen, just load out. We'll play. Charles can host
load out.
Out the booth later.
Load out.
All right. Grandfather McWay.
Dear, I apologize for all this.
It's all right. Look, we'll meet you in a few minutes after the show.
I'm done with this weird shit.
Okay, no, I got one more.
Okay.
Before I win, I've got the winning weird news item here.
All right, we'll see about that.
Kendall, there was a cleaning staff at a Massachusetts hotel, and guess what they discovered? A 5-foot reticulated python abandoned in a drawer inside a room that had recently been vacated.
Oh, no.
Yes. The manager of a nearby pet store said animal control officers were called to the Marriott in Worcester to remove what was initially thought to be a 5-foot-long python from a drawer in one of the hotel rooms. He may be 2 years old, but he's not an old snake, said that guy. And why on earth they had him in a hotel room is beyond me. He said it like that. But police say they were unable to locate the owner. But the owner, oh my gosh, he gave him a fake name and disappeared. It's an unsolved mystery. Where is Robert Stack?
If you have any information.
But anyway, Kendall, that python can grow to be up to 18 feet long. So check your hotel drawers.
Cliff, keep your snake in your drawer.
Not Bowser snake.
Oh, God.
Now, that was the weirdest news item.
Was it?
It was. I'm not calling them back in here with all that stuff.
I know.
They're still hosing things
off.
It's a drawer. It's a drawer full of snake, that means, because it was still on your mind, that means
I
that was
knew
the...
it. I
Finally,
knew
Kendall, don't touch that dial.
Don't touch it, Cliff.
I cannot believe that they're out there. And I mean, the Berlin Wall looks even worse than it's just got bowel waste.
With manure all over.
Smeared.
I know, I feel bad for helping them until that all happened now.
I'm
don't
so
feel bad
sorry.
At all.
It was such an important moment in history. Idiots. Wall builders.
Idiots.
Kendall, don't touch this dial when I ask you this. Wet sitcom TV reporter once explained her sharp put downs as bad PMS.
Roseanne.
No. Oh, no. Roseanne was a TV reporter.
Oh, but I didn't know. Hear a reporter.
Murphy Brown. Oh. Not Connie Chung.
All right, Cliff. Who made three... belches. Three country music albums while appearing in Mary Hartman, Mary Hartman.
That would be Loretta, who is Mary Kay Place.
I was going to say, no, but yeah, you got it right.
That was her TV name, was Loretta Haggers.
Got it.
I've got some of those albums. Kendall, what cartoon family got their meals from an automated gizmo called the Food Recycle?
Was that the Jetsons?
It was.
Yes.
Jane, stop this crazy thing.
Jane. Oh, I keep having trouble finding the questions that I had on here.
His boy, Elroy.
Cliff, what suspense show host said of TV ads, most are deadly? They are perfect for my type of show.
Uh-oh, the Cliff and Kendall of his time, Alfred Hitchcock.
Bum, 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 bum. You're right.
Kendall, who did Arsenio Hall introduce as that cute little lady with the bald head on the 1990 MTV Music Awards?
I don't know.
You don't?
No.
Well, speaking of time, it's been 7 hours and 15 days since you took your love away.
Sinead O'Connor. Wonderful.
Wonderful.
I have nothing to say about that.
I got nothing for that one.
Don't got nothing for that one.
Kendall, nothing compares to you. Nothing compares to this show. Nothing has compared to Berlin. I've had so much fun. I feel historic being here with our booth.
I still feel historically fat.
Next to the Berlin Wall.
Mm-hmm.
You have 50,000 more foot facts to share.
Oh, I do.
I have a feeling this is going to be a 9 to 10 part episode.
I think so.
Can you tell us one more foot fact for that long, long road?
Yes, I can.
All right.
Much like our weight, Cliff, feet are their largest at the end of the day.
Oh,
and parting is such sweat sorrow.
Sweat sorrow.
Oh, I have a quote.
Oh.
Hold on, I got a quote, Cliff.
All right, I won't push the button.
Don't push the button. Hold on.
Don't push that button.
All right, Cliff. Don't touch that dial. Keep your eyes on the stars.
Keep your eyes on the prize.
Feet on the ground.
Damn
and that was Theodore Roosevelt.
Oh, Teddy R.
Teddy R.
There you are,
and
Teddy R. And I'm Cliff. All right, take me on Berlin Roads. Feet! This was a show about feet.
Thanks for listening to Cliff and Kendall Coast to Coast. Binge listen to more episodes at cliffandkendall.blogspot.com.
Don't got nothing for that.
Did I do good?